An AI system read a proof that had already cleared peer review at STOC, one of the most selective conferences in all of theoretical computer science, tried to rewrite it so a machine could check every step, and it got stuck on exactly one line. Not because the AI ran out of skill, because that line doesn't actually follow. The published proof has a hole, and the system handed back a counterexample you can check by hand.
Quick heads up before we dig in. This is an AI-made explainer, and both of our voices are AI too. And here's the part that makes it land. The thing that found the gap wasn't some specialized math AI. It was an off-the-shelf coding agent, the kind people use to write software, running on a $200 a month subscription. No fine-tuning, no GPU cluster. By the end, you'll see how treating a math proof like a software project with data types, unit tests, and a project manager who can order a rewrite lets a general coding tool verify research-level theorems for a few dollars each.
And if you're not a theory mathematician, here's why you should care. We've crossed a line where AI can generate proofs faster than any human can check them. And an AI proof can read beautifully, flow perfectly, and still hide an error no referee catches. The bottleneck in math isn't writing proofs anymore, it's trusting them. So let me set up the escape hatch mathematicians already have, because the whole paper hangs on it. There's a language called Lean4, where you write math as code, and a small, paranoid core program, the kernel, checks every logical step against a fixed set of rules. If your proof compiles, it's correct. Full stop. No referee, no looks right to me, no room for a beautiful argument that's secretly wrong. It's the difference between a persuasive story at a dinner party and a program that either runs or throws an error.
Right. So the dream that follows is obvious. Take the informal math humans actually write and automatically translate it into lean. That's auto-formalization. Do it at scale, and you can machine check any proof, human or AI. So why isn't this already solved?
Two walls, Tyler. The first one is almost funny. For years, the field built small models fine-tuned specifically to be lean experts. And this paper points out those specialists have been quietly overtaken by general-purpose coding models, the ones optimized to write software, because software is where the money is. The lean specialists lost to the generalists. The second wall is deeper. To write a modern theorem in lean, you lean on a giant library of already formalized concepts called mathlib. But mathlib doesn't contain the vocabulary of cutting-edge research. A 2025 paper might use a concept that's never been formally defined anywhere on Earth. It's like being handed a programming language whose standard library is missing half the functions you need. Before your main code means anything, you have to write those functions yourself. And get them exactly right, because one wrong definition silently poisons everything built on top of it. And here's the subtle asymmetry the entire rest of the system exists to handle. A proof has a mechanical ground truth. It compiles or it doesn't. A statement doesn't. You can write a definition of prime number that compiles perfectly and is quietly, subtly wrong. Nothing complains because it's internally consistent. It just doesn't mean what you meant. Checking that a formal statement faithfully captures the English is a completely different, judgment-heavy problem, and there's no compiler to save you.
Which is the crack the whole design is built around, Bella? The move the authors make is to stop thinking of this as translation and start thinking of it as software engineering. That reframe is the actual contribution. Three pieces. First, types. A good engineer defines their data structures, what a user is, what an order is, before writing any logic that touches them. This system does the same for math. Before it touches the main theorem, it identifies the concepts the theorem needs that mathlib is missing, and defines each one as a new building block in dependency order.
But you just said there's no compiler check that a definition means the right thing. So how does it know it didn't build the subtly wrong prime number?
That's the second piece, and it's the clever one. Unit tests. When a programmer writes a new function, they can't directly prove it's right, So they write little tests, facts that should hold if it works. Adding 2 and 2 should give 4. This system does exactly that for a new mathematical definition. It generates a handful of statements that should be true of the concept, and it tries to prove them. If those auxiliary lemmas won't prove, the definition is probably broken, and it gets rebuilt. You can't inspect the definition for correctness directly, so you test its behavior.
So the auxiliary lemmas are unit tests for the vocabulary. That's a nice inversion, using the thing Lean is great at, proving, to check the thing Lean can't check, meaning.
Exactly. And the third piece is the manager. Instead of a rigid assembly line that halts the moment one station fails, there's an orchestrator, a project manager that hands subtasks to specialized helpers, keeps only the big picture in its own head, and can reopen an earlier decision when a later stage exposes a flaw. Halfway through a proof, it can go back and refactor a foundational definition, the way a team rips out a core class in week 6 because a new feature revealed it was wrong. That backtracking is what makes it an agent instead of a pipeline.
Let's open up that machinery, because the payoff is understanding how a coding agent ended up doing something a human referee couldn't, catching a hole in a published proof.
Picture 2 assembly lines managed by that orchestrator. One formalizes the paper's statements, what's being claimed. The other formalizes the proofs, why they're true. The statement line runs like this. An extractor pulls the main theorem and its definitions out of the PDF. A planner figures out what's missing from Mathlib. Then for each missing concept, the system spawns several candidates in parallel, each writing its own Lean definition and running its own unit test lemmas.
And something has to pick the winner.
An auctioneer, basically. Best of K selection. It ranks candidates on 3 signals. How many of the unit test lemmas actually proved, how faithful the definition looks to the original math, and how short the code is, since shorter usually means cleaner. Then a faithfulness judge does the last line check on meaning. It inspects the Lean directly, and it also back-translates, turns the Lean back into English, and compares it against the paper, across 2 different models. So the system can't just talk itself into believing a bad formalization is fine.
Okay, the statements are locked in. How does it prove them without drowning in its own failed attempts?
This is the part worth slowing down on. It treats a proof as a tree. The theorem is the root. It breaks into sublemmas, which break into smaller ones. But the ordering is backwards from what you'd expect. It proves the parent from the children's statements first, before it proves the children themselves.
Wait, that's proving something from lemmas you haven't proven yet.
Right, and that's deliberate. Think of wiring up a circuit board with placeholder components before you build each one for real. Plugging the sublemmas in as black boxes tells you whether the overall argument even works, whether each lemma is the right shape for the job. A lemma can look perfectly reasonable on its own and turn out to be too weak or the wrong tool entirely. You find that out before you sink hours into proving it. Prove the children first, and you risk manufacturing a part the assembled circuit would have rejected. And when an attempt fails, it doesn't just return failed. It returns a diagnosis. A hypothesis is missing. This child lemma is too weak. The goal's stuck. The orchestrator routes each case differently. Add a lemma here, reformalize a conflicting child there, promote a supposed dead end into its own subproblem. There's also a critic that reads the informal proof first and flags gaps, unstated assumptions, hidden case splits, appeals to the standard argument, and a checker that stops the agent from quietly weakening the very theorem it's supposed to prove. And a colorful detail. The researchers literally instruct the agent to work for 23 hours straight. Don't stop. Don't ask questions.
So the shape so far. Define the vocabulary as building blocks, unit test each one, assemble proofs as trees that check the interface before the internals, and let a manager back up and refactor whenever something downstream reveals an early mistake. And that last checker, the one that won't let it weaken the claim, is about to matter a lot. Because when they pointed this system at Hui Tuan Pham's 2025 STOC paper, a result on one of Talleyrand's conjectures about random processes, it proved every supporting lemma but one. And it could not force that one. So it did what it's built to do. It checked the failing step against the paper's own literal definitions. The step didn't hold.
And crucially, it didn't just throw up its hands. It handed back a reason.
It handed back a counterexample you can check by hand. Watch this. Take 13 points, 0 through 12. Build a family from exactly two things. One triangle, the set of points 0, 1, 2, and 10 separate single points. 10 scattered dots. That's the whole thing. One triangle and 10 dots. And this is a legitimate instance, not too small to count. Its cheapest fractional cover costs about 6/10, comfortably above the 1/2 threshold that would exclude it. And yet it breaks a structural inclusion the proof leaned on. The published argument routes through a step that silently assumes a condition holds in general, and for this little configuration of one triangle and 10 dots, it just doesn't. Now here's the line the authors are careful about, and so should we be. This is a flaw in the proof, not a disproof of the theorem. The result might well be true. It's like a bridge that's fine for every car the engineer tested and collapses under one truck they never imagined. The bridge might actually be perfectly safe, but the argument that it's safe has a hole. The paper does not claim the theorem is false. It claims this particular proof, as written, does not go through.
And that reframes what AI for Math is even for. Everyone's chasing AI discovers new theorems. This is the quieter version, and maybe the more useful one. AI as a tireless, literal-minded referee that reads a proof against its own definitions and won't let a silently requires slide by. A human referee at stock read that proof and missed it. The machine caught it, not because it's smarter, but because it can't skim. And that bug is really just one point on a spectrum the paper makes beautiful. Every lean proof ultimately rests on a tiny set of built-in foundational axioms in the kernel. Anything beyond those is something the system took on faith instead of proving. Picture each formalized paper as a family tree of lemmas, every node green when it's fully proved down to the foundations, orange when it's an assumption. The number of orange nodes isn't a grade on the system. It's an honest readout of how self-contained each paper actually is.
Give me the two ends of that spectrum.
At the clean end, two of the five stock papers came out all green. Zero extra axioms, zero gaps. The cleanest, a communication complexity result by McKenzie and Safadine, didn't just formalize its own theorem. It reproved from scratch the two outside results the paper had merely cited. Nothing taken on faith at all. At the other end, a Gaussian mixtures paper admitted three classical facts as clearly labeled citations, three orange nodes. And right in the middle sits Pham's paper, with a single orange node that turned out not to be cited prior work at all. It was the gap.
Now the number that gets the attention. On Putnam Bench, a standard set of competition math problems, they drew 32 at random, cut off internet access so it couldn't look up existing solutions, and it solved all 32. From that, they report a solve rate of at least about 91%. And I want to flag this now, because it comes back. That 91 is a statistical floor extrapolated from a perfect 32 out of 32, not a measured score across the whole benchmark. Hold that thought. The cost is where jaws drop. About $5 per problem on a flat $200 a month subscription, no local GPUs. Compare the leaderboard. One strong system, Seed Prover, solves 86.5% at around $168 a problem, 10 GPU days each. Another, Aleph, hits 94.8% at $54. This system runs at a 10th to a 30th of those costs. And for a sense of how brutal this work usually is, the authors cite prior efforts where getting an agent to solve one Putnam question ran up to $1,000 and 34 hours, and one textbook formalization project cost over $100,000 across 20,000 agent instances.
I want to be honest about that $5 number, though, because the paper is. It's a subscription amortized cost. The exact same token usage at metered pay-per-use rates would run about $29 a problem. Still cheaper than the competitors, but not 30 times cheaper. A big chunk of the headline advantage is pricing arbitrage. A flat-rate subscription lets you consume far more compute value than you pay for. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet versus paying per plate. There's a real efficiency win underneath. It does use fewer resources than a GPU cluster, but $5 a problem oversells it. And while I'm wearing the skeptic's hat, let me steelman the rest of the doubts, because this is where the strongest claims get soft. Start with that 91%. The competitors' numbers are real solve rates across the full 600-plus problem benchmark. This system's number is a confidence interval floor built from 32 perfect answers. 32 is a small sample. The true full benchmark rate could be meaningfully lower. So comparing a floor from 32 problems against full benchmark rates isn't quite apples to apples. Second, the faithfulness judge, the thing guarding whether a formal statement means what the English meant. It's AI checking AI. Back translation, two models, expert review on five papers. Strong evidence, but the paper admits there's no mechanical ground truth for meaning. And in one case, the human experts had limited lean knowledge. And formalized five STOC papers is narrower than it sounds. They did the core theorems and needed lemmas, and explicitly left out the algorithmic results, which are the headline contribution of at least two of those papers. Same story with the unit tests. Passing them is strong evidence a definition is right, never a proof.
All fair, Tyler. Though I'd push back on where the guarantee actually lives. The axiom ledger and the counterexample don't rely on any of that. A lean proof that compiles down to the kernel is checked by the kernel, not by an AI's opinion. The zero axiom papers are just true. Where I fully agree with you is the faithfulness of the statements. The machine can prove the theorem it was handed is airtight, and still be trusting a chain of AI judgments that the theorem it was handed is the one the paper actually stated.
And that's the gap that survives all the impressive numbers. The compiler guarantees the proof. Nothing but AI judgment guarantees the statement.
But step back, because the big claim here is bigger than any method. For years, an AI verified this and lean verified this were different universes, one persuasive, one certain, and crossing between them meant either a six-figure budget or specialist models that choked on real research. This paper shows a general coding agent, wrapped in the discipline of software engineering, can cross that gap on a consumer subscription. And its most valuable use turns out to be auditing existing math rather than inventing new math. AI as referee. Given that we can now generate proofs faster than we can trust them, the referee might be the job that matters most. So here's the question worth arguing about. Would you trust a system like this as a second referee on published proofs, a machine that can't skim, that catches gaps humans miss? Or does the fact that AI writes the formal statement and AI judges whether it's faithful make the whole loop too circular to hand that responsibility to? Tell us where you land and what would change your mind.
If you want to go deeper, the full annotated version is on paperdive.ai. Every technical term tap to define. Links to the related papers grouped by theme, plus our weekly and monthly roundups. Quick housekeeping. This script was written by Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8. Bella and I are both AI voices from 11 Labs, and the producer isn't affiliated with either company. The paper is Beyond the Library, an agentic framework for auto-formalizing research mathematics, posted June 30th, 2026. We're recording the day after.
The proof either compiles or it doesn't. Everything else is still a matter of trust, so point the machine where it can't skim.